News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Andrews has made calls for a levy to be introduced on ultra-fast fashion products sold in Ireland. Megan Scully, multimedia presenter with Limerick Leader, host of the Fast and Slow Fashion podcast. Is Barry Andrews right?
Absolutely, and I'm great. Like, I'm so grateful to see something like this, you know, being spoke about so publicly, because, you know, we have to make changes. And I've had that podcast out now for about 2 years, and it kind of seems like nothing's really happening. And we need to stop it now, because there's so many issues around fast fashion. We're talking environment. We're talking what the workers go through in the garment factories. I mean, the list kind of goes on.
Is it possible to do fast fashion in an ethical manner?
I suppose if you're buying fast fashion from the charity shop, maybe, or if you're doing swaps with your friends and family. I would say most of the fast fashion websites, absolutely not, because they're made with a lot of like materials such as polyester, which contains plastic. They are not really good quality. Maybe you might have an item in your wardrobe from a few years ago and you might be able to say to me, oh, that's actually really good quality and I wear it loads. But my mother has a charity shop, and we have an awful lot of clothing coming in from fast fashion brands, and, you know, an awful lot of it, you kind of look at it and you say, how can we even resell that for 50 cents to someone? Because, you know, it's out of shape, it's maybe torn, it's in bad condition. And, you know, the charity shop in some ways has kind of become a dumping ground for fast fashion clothes.
Okay. What would a levy on fast fashion clothes look like?
Well, over in France, what they've done is they've put a 5 euro levy on every fast fashion purchase. So, you know, I think, you know, hitting people in the pocket might prevent them from buying as much online. I think what's happened now with fast fashion, because, you know, you've got an app now on your phone, you can just click, pick whatever you want, throw it all in the basket and get it to you within a few days. So if you're getting hit in the pocket and you're noticing a huge jump in price, would you maybe think twice about ordering? And especially if there's something such as 5 euro on each item. Because as I said, these clothes are so cheap that they're people, I suppose, view them as disposable. And it's like, oh, I can just buy a new dress for this weekend and then I can buy a new dress for next weekend.
Do people do that, or do they just buy clothes from fast fashion outlets and then have them for years? Is it not possible to do that?
As I said, unless you have something that is in really good condition and you can wash it well and it holds its shape. I know, like, I'm even thinking here of some of the stuff I've had over, like, I can't say I haven't bought a fast fashion, of course I have. But, you know, a lot of the stuff just hasn't lasted the test of time, whereas the clothes maybe I've spent a little bit more money on, or the piece I've invested in, I've got in my wardrobe for years and I wear it time and time again. So I don't know if it's, you know, like, and I know that there's obviously a, we talk about the cost of living crisis, and that's the people will kind of argue that, you know, clothes, maybe they can't afford more expensive clothes. But the issue is, you know, an awful lot of people, I think, go in, it's like when you go into a shop for one thing and you come out with 10 items. Like, oh, I didn't need anything. But when you're on the app, you end up seeing something for a couple of euro. You're like, oh, sure, I'll just get that. And
yeah,
sure,
no, absolutely fair. I suppose the argument against the levy, the best argument against the levy, is that it's regressive. It's not particularly progressive. It hits disproportionately people who have lower incomes.
Absolutely. And actually, the one thing I would, you know, I think, you know, sometimes when people in power talk about these sort of levies and stuff, I think a lot of us would wonder, where exactly is that 5 euro going? Is it going to go into something that will make a difference? But that's where I kind of have to question it. But I think where we need to, how we need to target this is social media, because I was speaking about this before, about algorithm dressing, where we go onto Instagram or any of the apps and we see what someone's wearing and then we buy that, and then suddenly we're all buying the same clothes because one influencer wore it first and then everyone wants it. And you see it a lot with people that come out of Love Island. They do big deals with these fast fashion houses. They get six-figure deals. So I think it's the influencers and the social media marketing people that we need to kind of get on board with, and to maybe have them become part of a campaign where we can stop promoting fast fashion brands online. Because, you know, I even find myself sometimes I go onto my social media and I'm like, oh my God, that's a lovely outfit. Where is that from? Okay, no, I was like, no, don't buy that. That's from a brand that you know, maybe don't trust, and you know it's fast fashion. But I, you know, that's just because I'm aware of what's going on behind the scenes.
All right, Megan Scully, multimedia presenter with Limerick Leader, host of the Fast and Slow Fashion podcast. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Okay, let us know. Do you agree a fast fashion levy, should it happen? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.